Weekend E27 community, this is Kevin McSpadden, editor at E27, and here's your startup news wrap for the week ending on February 23rd. The biggest update of the week came from the public sector. In Singapore, its annual budget announcement was less focused on startups than in past years, but there was some important startup updates to note. First, the National Research Foundation, NRF, and Temasek Holdings are set to launch a new investment feature. Also, the government is planning to apply its goods and services tax to the digital economy by 2020. The budget also makes it clear that Singapore wants to become a regional R&D center and will invest in capacity-building initiatives over the near future. A hop, skip, and a jump away, Indonesia is mulling a plan to provide venture capitalists with tax incentives to lure them into Southeast Asia's largest country. On to investments. The most heartening story of the week was a $10.5 million Series B round raised by the Taiwanese travel startup KKday. The reason it should bring a smile to your face is because as Taiwan's startup ecosystem works to become a regional player, it needs to show companies that yes, starting a company in Taiwan can lead to a significant Series B round. In other investment news, the maiden fund of ex-Sequoia partner Yinglong Tan has reportedly closed at US$120 million. Also, Solar Home, a Singapore startup that wants to make solar power more accessible to the masses, raised US$1.2 million in a convertible note offering. The money will be used to help it build its product and network in Myanmar. Now let's take a look at the blockchain scene. First, 500 Startups continues its push into the space. A few weeks after announcing its first blockchain track, this week, the company announced investments in the Chinese company Huobi Labs. Huobi Labs is an accelerator program connected to a larger company named Huobi, which is one of the largest crypto exchanges in the world. The internet loves cats. It also loves blockchain. Can a new game called CryptoKitties be the catalyst for mainstream blockchain adoption? This is a question we ask in a fantastic feature posted on Friday. Basically, the game works by players breed and collect virtual kittens. The kittens are highly unique and are stored on an Ethereum token called ERC721. My personal view, this seems like a great way to help regular folks wrap their mind around the security benefits of blockchain. Finally of note, the Singapore government is reviewing if the deal between Uber and ComfortDelGro violates competition laws. Have a great weekend, everyone, and see you next week along the startup ecosystem.